used to be really good at writing songs at school. Really good.
Don't, you can't you can't say shit like that and not bring one of your songs to the table.
Then. Nah. Well, I can't remember any of them now. I remember that there was this one time I was watching this. It was a Vin Diesel film. I think he was a babysitter.
Oh, are we going, by the way?
Nah, I don't think so. It felt like it, though, didn't it?
Yeah, no, I think we should go. Go.
Nah, I don't
go. I've already got a question that I want to ask you since you started talking about this. Go, bruh.
Okay, so yeah, I was remember that I was at a cinema watching a film about Vin Diesel with a load of my mates, like all guys.
What? And so this film was just about Vin Diesel autobiography. I love him that much.
It was one of those ones where he was like a babysitter, and I think he was also a spy. But he, you know, he shacked up with a single mom. Now he's got to protect the kids from Vladimir or whatever. And one of my friends went. I think it was a shirtless scene with Vin Diesel, and one of my friends goes, "Wow, Vin Diesel is actually really fit."
Oh, wow.
Completely just, I guess he just meant like buff or whatever, but just the way he said it, it's just like, he is so fucking hot. And then we all like latched onto it so hard. And I came up with this song and it's like, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's like.
What, taking the piss out of him?
Yeah. It's just, oh my God, I can't believe it. I've never seen Vin Diesel naked before or something like that. It was really good. And me and my friends have been trying to remember it for years and years. And I think it's going to have to be one of those things where I get hypnotized and
it'll come back.
It comes. It's in my subconscious, just waiting for an album.
Definitely. Yeah, it's it'll be one of those moments where you're having a drink and stuff like that, and suddenly you're just gonna start singing it.
Yeah. It will. And that'll be one of the. It's a satisfying feeling when you get that thing that you've forgotten.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you're trying to remember what. When we, a couple of episodes ago, when we came up with Samson, do you remember? We were talking about that guy that's got. He's strong when his hair's on, and then at the end of it, after 50 minutes, he's like, Samson!
Yeah, yeah. That's like one of my mates, he can only speak Spanish when he's drunk.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. So it's so fucking weird.
Are you joking?
Yeah, nah, for real. Like, so when we went on a boys' holiday to Lloret de Mar, it's a proper trashy, like, Spanish holiday, but I was sick. During the day, he was a total waste, man. and even I know this is not really relevant or anything like that. Just
product placement. There.
Oh, how did that get there?
Are you drinking a White Claw as well, bruh?
Yeah. Whoa! What are the chances? Natural lime, gluten free, 95 calories.
Is that a raspberry? 4.5% alcohol.
Wow.
Sparkling water with alcohol.
Is that the drink that makes you feel great?
No artificial sweeteners. Gluten free.
Oh my god.
Natural flavors. Someone say sponsorship.
Whack-law.
All right, yeah, your story, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, no, we'll say, when we went to Lloret de Mar and we cussed him for years, probably even still to this day, it will come up at one point where we was going for a stroll in the morning, one of those hangover strolls or whatever, and we was gone for time. We got lost. We was up.
Camera's just facing me. Hey, everyone.
Yeah, just
welcome to the last episode of the year. We've been doing this for a year now. You would have thought we'd hacked it, but I guess not. So for all you audio listeners, the camera has just panned away from the shot of me and Jules, which absolutely no warning or prompting at all. Second time it's done this, actually. It's been having a bit of a senior moment, quite a lot. Come on, bring it back. Are we on? Are we off? I can't even tell anymore. Hey.
Oh, hey sweetie.
Look at me.
I'm back. I'm back, guys.
He's back in the room.
Hey.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, you know what? I might just keep it up. Bro, just so we know.
Just roll with it.
Let's go,
hey,
man.
Hey, we promise that we'll be better.
Yeah, yeah. One day we will be better at this. So. So, on holiday, drunken hangover walk next day, blah, blah, blah. We've gone for miles and miles and miles, yeah. A good few hours, and we've gone up these sort of like hills and stuff like that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we're in Spain. You know, everyone knows you shouldn't talk to strangers and stuff like that. This guy, my mate, yeah, good friend, brother,
yeah,
yeah, some random dude in a BMW, still remember it to this day, silver BMW dropped up. He had the roof down, you know, sunglasses on, snapback on, blah, blah, blah. This random dude just goes, hey guys, you want a lift? We're up in the hills here, yeah? What would you do?
Do I want to lift? Am I going further up the hills or am I going down the hill?
No, he's going down. But you obviously don't know where he's going. It could be off to a village or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
How many guys are you with?
There's three of us.
And one of him?
And one of him, yeah.
Yeah, I like those odds. I'd get in the car.
Would you?
Yeah.
He said yes straight away. He didn't even hesitate. He didn't even look
at... Well, yeah, it's three against one.
Bro, we're like 18 or something like that. We're not... At that age, you're not really about it, really. I wasn't anyway. I was never an outgoing person or... I mean, even like, you know, we're not that type of people, innit?
A nervous traveller.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 100% a nervous traveller, bro. Ain't going to go to another man's country and then, like, think I'm a big man out there.
No.
You don't do those things.
No, you got to be careful.
Yeah, but he didn't hesitate. The guy, he was ready to jump into the man's car. And me and my other mate looked at each other like, what the fuck just happened? Oh, man, I swore, bro. Dang.
What?
So guys, just for a bit of context, we're trying to cut down the swearing. Just cotton heading any muggins.
Real bad.
Yeah, dang.
Good save, though.
Yeah.
Well noticed.
Me and my mate looked at each other like, what on earth is this? We looked at each other like, nah, we're not going to get in because this guy could just take us and we're gone. Lock the doors and what are you going to do?
Open the doors?
Yeah, but who knows, bruh? He might have it like locked up, like, what's it, death proof.
Yeah, but you just beat him up. What, three against one? You can take one guy, even at 18.
Who knows, bruh? No, this guy was like some big ass dude, bro. Big ass dude.
I don't know.
And but well, either way, he was ready to jump in, and me and my mate just looked, nah, no thanks.
Just carried on walking.
Just carried on. Nope, not us.
To be fair, better safe than sorry, bruh.
Bruh, 100%.
Better safe than sorry.
100%. And yeah, he could only, like, during the day he couldn't speak to anyone.
Yeah.
But after a few drinks, he was able to start speaking Spanish.
Giving it that. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Nice.
Impressive. Started order. He was able to order drinks, everything.
It'd be amazing if when you're drunk, you can have skills that you don't have when you're sober. Like, it's two separate people.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I think we said this before. Ooh.
Ooh. What a fantastic way of opening a can.
You enjoyed that as much as we did.
Yeah. Thanks, White Claw.
Thank you, White Claw. Right, this has been a... Cheers, bruh. Shaky start to this episode. All over the place. But, yeah. Hey, guys, how you doing? I hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah. How was everyone's Christmas?
We're filming this on the 22nd, so it's not been Christmas for us yet. But... we'll pretend like we just had a good one straight away.
Yeah. Christmas is going to be good.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
Nah, definitely can't. So yeah, what I was meant to say was, you know, when you mentioned about your mate in school about saying how Vin Diesel's fit or whatever.
Oh yeah.
This, and obviously I'm not throwing any shade out there or anything like that. My good friend, from primary school.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew him from through primary school. It was one of those on primary school, high school. Sixth form, so known him pretty much my whole life or whatever. We don't keep in contact now, but you know, if I saw him on road, it'll still be love or whatever. And like, this is how innocent I was innocent when I was younger. I didn't know nothing, yeah. I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't about stuff or anything like that. Uh-huh. I was a late bloomer. I didn't touch alcohol till I was a bit later and stuff like that. We was all very innocent in my year, I think. Yeah. His first email address, because no one knew what was going. We obviously took the absolute mick out of him.
Yeah,
his email address was sexybattyman123 or something like that at hotmail.com.
Why?
Because
are these one of the ones that you make in primary school to learn how to use an email and stuff like that? Yeah. And he set up as that.
Yeah, when MSN Messenger was a thing.
Oh no.
Oh no.
So what, the girl that you like in school is like, oh, what's your MSN? And then you're like, sexy batty man.
Yeah, but no one really knew what like, this was when this terminology was just coming out.
Fresh.
Yeah, it was super, super fresh. No one knew what it meant.
Damn.
And he thought he was capitalizing. He wasn't swinging for the other team or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
He just thought it was a cool word or whatever. So he took it under his name.
Sexy bastard.
Yeah. And then, people took an absolute piss out of him.
As you would. Oh, you don't throw those ones up unless you want them to get served, so.
Yeah. What was your sort of favourite time in school?
Ooh.
Because this sexy Batman phase was year 7.
Yes.
When MSN Messenger, well, for me, obviously, you would have been a flipping primary school.
Nice one, bruh. Year seven, I went to the new, I changed schools. I went to a secondary school to like start year seven there instead of being in primary. And because I think in my primary school, you could go up to year seven.
No, you can't.
In my one, you could.
Nah.
Whatever, man. I mean, I've got really bad memory, so you're probably right. I'm just going to take the L on that one.
Okay, cool.
And then, so then we start the new school. And I think it was probably...
Oh, is that because you went like Dowie or somewhere like that?
No.
Or one of those schools, isn't it?
No, I was in Pinner Wood.
Oh, okay. Maybe not. Because I knew someone was saying how they stayed longer in their primary school because it was getting refurbed or something like that.
Yeah.
So...
I could have sworn that there was another year or two that I could have done in primary, but no, I joined at year seven, and then I think my favourite time was probably year nine, because we just done...
Okay.
What is it, SATs? No, year nine?
Yeah.
Not GCSEs. Right, it was so long ago. I just did one big bunch of exams, and then they took us out on this camp, and by year nine, you're like, you had a year or two with everyone, you got good friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone kind of knows each other in the year. And then we did this camp where you go off to the south of France to this camping site.
Oh, fancy.
And they had loads of water sports.
Oh, sick.
And it was the one time at school that I remember there was like no beef. No one was like gunning for anybody. All the bullies were just like leaving it. It was just good vibes only.
Right, okay.
And then there was this girl that I remember was like really high up there in terms of like the popular pretty girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And she took a liking to me during that camp. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
But and everybody else was like, why? And I was like, I don't know, bro, but I'm not gonna ask any questions.
Not
asking any questions over here.
Sick.
Yeah, so that was like good vibes only, really very successful. And
did you do anything with her on this holiday?
Nah, I mean, it was super young, so it was like, you know, do you want to hold hands
and
kiss, and maybe we can hug at the end?
Damn, son. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Minor. But that was probably my favourite time in primary school.
Oh, sick. I remember when I was in year seven, and I can't remember if I've said this story or whatever, but even though, like, we don't know anything about football, I still claim to be relatively decent at football. I could play football. I was a pretty good sportsman.
Mm-hmm.
I could run fast.
Natural athlete.
Yeah, natural athlete. I could play. I was on the basketball team, football team, cricket team, rugby team. I was one of those guys.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what that brand.
All-star.
Naturally talented, bro.
That's a lot of teams.
Yeah, naturally talented, bro.
What, playing away games and everything.
Yeah. Used to love it, bro.
Okay.
Used to love it. And I remember so we would always do something called Interhouse in years. It was like year seven to year nine or whatever, where all the tutor groups would take part in a football tournament, dirty football tournament. And every year we always won. And so my tutor group.
And you think that's because of you?
It was because of me.
You're the centerpiece of the team.
No, not at all. So in year seven, so growing up, I didn't have any money or anything like that. My family was, pretty sort of poor kind of thing. And I couldn't, like, my family couldn't afford football boots and stuff like that. So I had these, like, from Shoe Zone, I had, like, these super, super bright orange, super bright orange, like, fluorescent orange high-tech shoot trainers.
I know the ones.
And... because I wasn't popular in year seven. I wasn't like anything or whatever. But this got me on the map because we managed to get to the finals of this year, the Interhouse football.
Yeah.
Got to the finals of it. Everyone, like, there was the natural footballers in the team or whatever, and they could play ball or whatever. And I was always the type who I could run with the ball really fast because I was a fast runner. And then I would lose it at the end kind of thing. So when it came to the penalty shootout, it's like the World Cup.
Yep.
It was the final penalty, and obviously no one's going to trust the guy in orange high techs, bruh.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Yeah, you shouldn't. So I was left to last. Everyone's taken their penalties or whatever, and they've left me to last. I couldn't kick a ball for shit. Could not kick a ball. I stepped up with my orange high techs on, and I was looking at it. I remember it was muddy. I was struggling to walk in it because everyone's got boots on and stuff. You're not going to trust a guy in high techs.
Nah.
I went up to this ball and I toe poked it so hard it hurt my toes.
Damn,
son. I didn't know about lacing and like lacing the ball, kicking it with the side of your foot, and all of those sort of things. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, just whack it.
Just whack it as hard as you could with your toes.
And how'd that go?
And it went in.
Damn.
And it was just
you must be like a hero.
Oh man, if
was that the clincher as well? That, like whoever if oh, you yeah, miss yeah, this,
yeah.
you're out.
Yeah. So I scored the winning. I mean, from my memory, I'm pretty sure it was that. So I scored the winning goal. Everyone went wild. Blah blah blah. And then I remember, like, there was, like, the popular guy. I guess we could, like, drop names. He was in my tutor group. His name was Brian. He was, like, kind of like the like one of the popular guys in the year or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then he was with one of the popular girls at the time. Her name was Martina. Shout out if you're still there.
So.
And I remember she... Oh, no. Was it Martina? Oh, I can't remember. There was two of them, Martina and Terry. And I remember, like, they came up to me and, like, gave me a kiss on the cheek. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That is something special.
Yeah, bro. It was one of those moments.
That's like straight out of a film.
Yeah, people, like, cleared and, like, they oh, thanks for, like, helping my boyfriend win the team or something, like, win the game or whatever. Like, one of those ones.
Nice.
It was like, oh, my God, yeah. I remember I was in, like, a white wife beater vest. Like, no worries.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. I got this. Yeah. It was, and luckily from that moment, things just kind of went up for me.
Naturally, bruh.
Yeah.
Naturally, that's a hero story.
Yeah.
That's like one of those old American films where, you know, the kid goes from like zero to hero.
Yeah, it was generally one of those moments.
Mad.
And yeah, it ended up setting me up nicely and for everything else because then, people would start picking me and, it ended up being pretty, pretty good time. Sweet, I literally went from being no one to being someone. Being someone. It was a nice moment.
That's cool, bruh. That's good vibes. While we're on the subject of football, I suppose we should get Argentina out of the way. Talk about that. Well done to you lot.
Yeah, go on, Argentina.
Yeah. Have you been seeing the scenes in Argentina over the last week?
Oh, my days.
It was madness.
Bro, like, I don't, you know, it's quite clear we don't really like football too much. I didn't watch the final.
I didn't. No, I lie, I did. And it went on for way too long. Mbappe did all the work for the French.
Yeah, your mate.
Yeah, there was actually one French penalty guy shooter. He just literally kicked the ball, walked away, no smile, no nothing, just cold.
Oh, so
he was like, that was probably the highlight for me.
What, an Argentinian dude, you say?
No, he's French.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, Mbappe was a beast. I can see what all the fuss is about. But I mean, it went to extra time.
Yeah,
because they were winning 2-0 and then Mbappe just bopped two in like a minute.
It's long though, extra time, man.
Exactly, it's like another 30 minutes and a half time, and then it went to penalties. Oh. And it was like, just end the game. For the football people, a lot of people that I have on WhatsApp were saying like, oh my God, this game is amazing.
Yeah, apparently.
And having sat there and watched it,
yeah,
it just verified that I don't care about football.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is incredibly boring.
I saw a lot of things people saying, but best World Cup final I've ever seen, blah, blah, blah.
Rubbish.
Just not that interested, really.
Nah, don't care.
I saw this clip of some guy cycling through Rio or somewhere like that, I guess. Is Rio in Argentina?
No, it's...
I don't know. So somewhere. He was cycling...
Rio is in Brazil.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then it is Buenos Aires. That's the capital of Argentina. I might not be putting enough spice on that for you. Fancy
Buenos Aires. Yeah, something like that.
That's how it's pronounced.
He was cycling through the city centre and you could see the moment Argentina won and the noise that just came from the city centre. People flooded the streets, people jumping everywhere.
Yeah.
It would have been wild.
I guess on penalties as well, it must have just exploded.
Yeah, imagine being out there. Mm. And one of them, did you see that chick?
The ones that took their tops off.
Yeah.
Are they
facing something? Some sort of criminal charge or something, I think?
Apparently, they've made it out, is what I read on Instagram. They didn't get any charges. Apparently, there was more flashing out on the streets of Qatar after.
Yeah.
And I think one of them has an OnlyFans.
Oh.
Which is why I think that she risked it, because her subscriptions probably went through the
roof.
Oh, my
God. She's made so much money.
I didn't see the nips.
I only saw
a bit of side boob. I think the cameraman must have just been like, oh, damn, those titties are out.
I was
worried for her, though. It's the first time that I think I've seen boobs and I've been like, oh, no.
Oh, no, what is she doing?
Oh, no.
Yeah, put them away. Put them away. Now's not the time.
Yeah.
It's mad. It's sad that that football got to this sort of stage. Because, you know, what's wrong with getting your titties out?
Well, it's a cultural thing, I guess, with Qatar and stuff. Because they don't even allow drinking, bruh.
Yeah.
I reckon they do some stuff like behind closed doors.
Oh, of course.
But publicly, you aren't allowed to do that stuff. Even when I was living in Dubai, it would be 40 degree heat, you know, hot.
Yeah.
My mum and my sister would have to wear long sleeves.
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to even get your guns out.
Yeah, that's just a bit. So, yeah, but that's the whole thing of like, why did they even host it? They know that this sort of stuff comes with it, innit?
Yeah, I don't really understand why they hosted it, because they built all the stadiums.
Apparently, there was a big payout.
That
big payout.
What Qatar paid the FIFA. I heard that as well. But yeah. I just don't understand why they would do it, because it's just, let's get a load of people in. Build a load of stadiums.
I don't think it's even helped with the name of Qatar. I don't think people have now gone like, you know what, yeah, Qatar's not actually that bad. We could go there on holiday.
I don't think I would have ever said that Qatar was bad though. I mean, obviously there were a bit of women's rights stuff and
yeah.
They don't like gay people.
But
like in terms it's not like, you know, you can't go to, I don't know, parts of Egypt or something like that, because you might get into a terrorist attack or something like that. You know, it's just, it's not a bad place as far as I consider it.
But the unfortunate thing was hearing that the last that I heard anyway, was over 20,000 people died from building those stadiums.
20,000?
20,000, bruh.
Wow. I heard there was a few zeros off that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was dirty, bro. And
20,000?
20,000 people died building the stadiums. I don't know how many stadiums were built.
Six.
But was it six?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
I don't know why. Well, because I know because they've taken one down already.
Oh, really?
They took one down like the quarterfinals.
No way.
They deconstructed it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought they would have like some big plan to become a sports hub of Arabia. But yeah, I guess.
What would it, camel sprinting?
No, that'd be really cool though. If there was just like one place where, you know, they could make a big Olympic village.
Yeah, and, You know, it would make sense.
If you're having some sort of sports, whatever, have it there.
Oh, and that's what they were arguing about, though. What? So like, all of these 20,000 people died from making these stadiums. Yeah. And then they were sort of, like, publicly saying, like, oh, yeah, we're just going to rip them down when we're done. So all of these people lost their lives to build these stadiums for what? Like, because they're getting ripped down straight after. So that and apparently that's why a lot of people didn't watch the game, or watch any of the World Cup, because of the human rights and stuff like that.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. How many people are going to die taking it down?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they weren't given water. They weren't given food.
Oh, imagine that.
It was like dirt. Apparently, people, like, they were building and there was just like having to walk around bodies and stuff like that. Yeah.
That would have been in the summer as well, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's why people were dying.
That's hardcore.
Dirt, bruh. Dirt.
But going back to Argentina, yeah, the scenes were mad. I've seen people falling off bridges, and then as he was getting stretched away, he's still singing. It does not stop.
Oh, and right, then, okay. So what are you saying about this dude? So what, he's getting stretched away?
Yeah, so a guy fell off a bridge, and he hit the deck hard. It was one of those things where everyone was cheering, and when he hit the ground, everyone went, oh.
How?
And it was silent for a bit.
What do you mean? What sort of bridge are we talking?
I think it was like a road, and then the football bus with all the team on it was driving underneath it, and there was an overpass, and a guy was like looking over the edge, and then he just fully stacked it down.
No.
Hit the deck hard, like you can hear the thud.
Oh, that's dirt.
Like and then everyone went quiet.
Did he get
up? So no. Ambulance came, stretched him out, had him in the full thing with the head brace on.
Oh, okay.
And as he was going out, he was still singing the national anthem or whatever it was that they were singing.
Yeah, but look, bro, that's what's impressive. Like, they have so much love for the game and so much, like, there's that special word in it, like, when you've got so much thing for your country or whatever, so much heart.
Passion,
like,
patriotism.
Yeah, patriotism or whatever for your country, that he's potentially bleeding internally.
Life-changing injuries.
He could have lost a leg. He might not be able to walk again, but he's still singing for his country. Mad. I don't think I'll ever... Never.
But the idea of a party that big, it was a bit like... It looked a bit like Carnival, but just huge. Huge.
I feel like if you move to a chick, the chances are you're going to smash.
Everyone's just like full dopamine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, everything goes. Yeah, mad. So, bit of question time, bruh.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, thought I'd change it this week, bruh.
Okay.
Something a little bit different.
Ooh, hit us.
So, dear the Booker, bruh, imposter syndrome is holding me back at work and spoiling family life. What, have you heard of this before?
Imposter syndrome, yeah.
What? How do you know this?
It's quite a common one that's come up recently where people are saying that, you know, they don't feel like they're good enough to be in a certain position or...
Dang,
you know, people
bro.
Think that they're really funny, but they actually feel like their self-worth is really low.
When did you get so smart, man?
I don't know. A couple of days ago, I think.
Oh, snap.
Just kind of all hit at the same time.
Dictionary, toilet tissue or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Word of the day, toilet paper.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay, so I was recently offered a promotion, but I turned it down because I didn't think I could manage other people. I'm a 40-year-old woman with lots of experience and skills, so I don't know why I always feel like I'm going to fail. Doing well in my job is crucial to me. I'm a single mother to two young children who I need to support. But I'm so anxious about work, I can never relax in the evenings and I feel like I'm not being a good enough mum either. I was in an abusive relationship with my children's father, but I left him and he is no longer in our lives. How can I start believing in myself so I can achieve my potential? Oh.
That's a real one. That is a
that
real
is.
One.
And anxiety these days in people is mad.
Through the roof.
It's so rough for some people. I don't think I suffer with any sort of anxiety.
You're lucky, man.
I just don't really care about much.
Fair.
And I was having this conversation with someone yesterday, and you know, like when people are like, you know, when people zone out and they're just like looking into space or something like that.
I know. Well, yeah.
And you know, I do that a lot.
Yep.
And people, oh, what are you thinking or whatever? Like genuinely, I am thinking nothing. Like. If my brain was a TV, it would just be a black box. It would just be empty. There's nothing going on in my brain. And that's how much I care. I don't care about much at all.
Damn, bro. That's zen, in a way.
It's on like in my brain, there's nothing. Just nothing. It just works when it needs to work. Like, you know, like I'm quite technically minded. I can do things.
Yeah.
But
on and off.
It's a proper on and off switch.
That's amazing. That's how you sleep so fast.
That's how I sleep so fast, yeah.
Incredible.
But yeah, this anxiety, man, it's a rough one. I feel like you need to... sometimes you need... You know what, yeah? One of the best things that was ever said to me, because I don't have anxiety, but I am quite shy at times and stuff like that.
Okay.
So maybe that's my sort of anxiety, is that you need that 10 seconds of being brave to understand your full potential.
Fully.
It doesn't matter how hard you fall, it's how you get up. You don't know if you could fly until you take a flipping jump.
100.
Isn't it?
What I would say
what
is,
do you think,
you're 40 years old, you got kids. I'd say you probably know how to drive. And I think when you think back to when you first get into a car, you're so nervous. You think you're going to hit every single car on the road.
Yeah.
You're worried about what everybody else is doing. And you're sure that it's going to end in disaster. And then the more you in the car, you get more experience and you think about it less and less to a point where when I step into a car now,
just natural, baby.
Within like 2 seconds, I'm at my destination. I haven't even thought about the entire journey. Yeah. So you saying that you're not able to manage those people, it's exactly like the first day getting into that car.
Yeah.
All you need to do is start going slow and steady and you'll probably find that you're capable of so much more.
Yeah. Don't think about the like future so much. Just think about the think about the step. One step is better than thinking about 10 steps or whatever.
100%.
You know what I mean?
And like, it's human nature to think about the worst case scenario, but I mean, if you've been through an abusive relationship, it's like,
and you've got two kids as well. It'll be a good life lesson for them to show that you're still, you know, like that you're willing to push forward, like show that you've got aspirations and motivation to try things and be crazy and wild.
And surely raising two kids whilst in an abusive relationship is going to be harder than managing a few people at work.
Yeah.
Doing a job that you already know how to do.
Yeah, you're a queen already, baby.
Just do a couple of small things that scare you, slowly build up until your confidence is good, and then you'll be able to do those big things without it being such a big wall.
You got this.
You got this, girl.
Go. Go.
I have a good one here.
Go so, on, sir. Tell me about yourself.
Dear the Book of Brah, I'm 15 and I don't find myself very attractive.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm 90 kilos, 198.41 pounds. 90. And I want to go to the gym, but I don't earn a lot of money. My parents don't think I need it, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, well. The trick, you don't need money for a gym. You don't. The road is free, isn't it? If you're, so 80 kilos.
90.
90 kilos.
I'm guessing this is.
Was there a height involved?
No height, no.
It depends on the height. Like, really, like, 90 kilos is not the end of the world.
No.
Is it like, I mean, I'm not far off 90 kilos.
I'm 90 kilos, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, are you sure that, like, are you sure it's not just yourself? Because, did you say it was a girl?
No gender.
Oh, okay.
No gender. I don't find myself very attractive. I'm assuming it's a guy, but my parents don't think it's, I mean, too. It could be either.
Yeah, it could be either. Well, firstly, going to the gym and stuff is a advantage or whatever, but you should be happy in yourself either way. If you're big, skinny, ripped, shredded, athletic body, whatever, you should be happy in yourself either way. If you're not happy when you're you might end up being shredded and freaking 0% body fat or whatever, and you still might not be happy. Like, a lot of people still look in the mirror and they're like, oh no, I'm still not happy with myself or whatever.
Yeah,
you should try and find yourself, your happiness where you're at, rather than going to the gym and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
I think
go on, bro.
I think there's some merit into what you're saying, but also fuck all that. I felt way happier when I was going gym, bruh. Once I started packing on some muscle, I started walking around like I'm a fucking big dog.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't. It gives you that confidence.
Yeah, definitely.
So in terms of going to the gym, you don't need a gym to do the gym.
Yeah.
You can search up outdoor gyms in your area. Normally they have really good equipment. You're not going to get like the big weights and that, but so you're not going to be huge and bulky, but you can still get a real good calisthenic physique.
All you need is
pull-ups, dips, pull-ups, press-ups. Yeah. And you're 15. You have no idea how easily your body is going to pick up muscle. You literally just go in for a few runs, go and run in.
Yeah, run to the outdoor park.
Run to the outdoor park, yeah.
And then beast it out.
Doing just body weight work is such a good foundation for then going into the gym. Because I think a lot of people go to the gym, they get nervous that they're not lifting the weights with the proper form, which they're probably not. But even if you're not, no one actually cares at the gym. Everyone's too busy worrying about what they're doing and looking at the fit girls in the gym.
Yeah, but if you do go to a good gym, though, people are there to help. Don't be afraid to ask people.
Ask people, yeah. I've seen a lot of young people. I mean, there was a 16-year-old in the gym the other day, and he was doing tricep extensions where, you know, you have the ropes and then you're pushing them out to the side, and he was like really arching his back. He had the weight way too high.
Yeah.
And that was the only time that I've gone up to somebody at the gym and just being like, here, come over. And then we lowered the weight. I showed him the good form of how to do it.
Yeah. Nice, bro.
And then we end up doing like a whole hour of me just showing him stuff and giving him advice. Because people in there will likely want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
It's actually a very friendly environment in the gym. There's always people like looking out for you.
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally. Yeah.
I mean, if you're a girl, they'll probably still help you. But
yeah.
Obviously,
you've got to be careful of your intentions.
Be careful of intentions. Yeah. 100, 100, 100. Yeah. Especially if you're 15.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, at 15, I think you haven't fully developed yet, and you don't feel attractive, but you're probably going to blossom into something that is something that you're very happy with. So it's great that you're looking to go to the gym and get that foundation in.
If you think you don't feel attractive, I think that's that whole thing of it helps with your confidence going to the gym.
Right, at 15, I felt like a little weasel.
Yeah, I did as well.
I had no self-confidence. And I used to like girls, and maybe, I think I was maybe okay looking. But I had no game.
Yeah, no.
So going to the gym definitely helped. Because, I mean, you can go to the gym and grow muscles, but you can't grow a personality.
No. Nope.
It's easier to go gym.
Yeah.
Easier to go gym.
Go gym, man. Go gym. You got, like, You're only 15, man. You're young. You've got,
But yeah, don't go gym. Go park.
Yeah.
Eat, like, winter, rain, shine. Go do your thing.
Yeah. Headphones
and once,
on.
Once you're built, then you'll be able to surely persuade your parents for, I mean, what is a gym? My gym's like £25 for my local area.
Yeah.
25.
Oh, see, yeah, you could even go cheaper.
It'll keep me off the streets, mum.
Yeah. Do one of those things.
Yeah. I'm thinking about drug dealing. Or going to the gym. I'm not sure which one to pick.
I'm not to know.
And I don't know. Mom, what do you think?
Yeah, found some crack.
I could either take 25 from your purse.
Yeah.
Or I can make a couple of stacks out on the road. Yeah. Maybe go jail.
Not too sure.
Maybe get got.
Suck a dick for £10. I don't know.
I don't know.
Go to the gym.
Yeah, we're going somewhere. But hey, I hope you found that helpful, bruh. And write in with what happened. Let us know.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Also, if you're looking for abs or whatever, it's 70% diet, 30% gym. Yeah. So you've got to sort out what you're eating. I remember when I was that age, I was doing like thousands of sit-ups and stuff. No abs.
Yeah.
It's because I was still eating. You don't have to eat like super clean.
Stay away from the cookie.
You have to eat better.
Put that cookie down. Yeah, good advice, bruh. Oh, I've got sneeze coming on.
Oh, do it.
Oh, it's not going to happen, he says.
Bless you. Big one.
Thanks, bruh.
Easy.
Yeah, man. News for the week, bruh?
I actually don't have any.
Oh, man.
I actually got completely caught with my pants down.
I've got some news,
bruh. Argentina won the World Cup. That's mine.
That's pretty good news.
Yeah.
I've got something better.
Cool.
Avatar came out.
Bro.
Come on. How was that not your...
That's the biggest news of the year.
Biggest news of the year. Who's watched it? What do you guys think?
I've heard it's the most beautiful film ever made from one person, which means that, you know, that covers a lot.
Imagine
of people.
Taking some sort of like mushrooms or something like that and watching that film. It would be crazy. Is it in 3D? Because wasn't Avatar like the first like 3D film or something like that?
Yeah, I watched it in 3D the first time, and I don't like 3D films because they're just a gimmick. They just ruin the quality of the rest of anything that's not sticking out at you 3D. So all the colourful bushes and stuff were just like lights.
Yeah, and it was a little bit blurry. Yeah,
it just looked like somebody that needed glasses is taking his glasses off.
Do they still do 3D films?
I haven't seen it in the cinema for a while. I guess because everybody clocked that it was just a gimmick.
It's just a waste of time.
Hey, pay another £5 to watch this already really expensive film.
To take some glasses and then you've got to give it back to them anyway.
Yeah. And they did a little bit where they would just incorporate one scene that's very 3D.
But just
for the sake to make three, like, oh, that one bit made it all worth it for that extra £5.
I remember seeing the first Avatar, and when they when he was going to the top of the mountain to get his dragon and to seal the halo, and that was when like the 3D like really kicked in, and he was like looking down. And you see them all flying. I was like, oh my God. I want a dragon. I want a dragon.
That was so sick.
Oh man.
Right, this time next week, we might be saying, like, I want an underwater dragon. We don't know what's in that film yet.
I want a whale.
I haven't seen anything about it.
I haven't seen anything like that. Like, do you seal the halo with a whale?
I guess you can do.
Is there a flying whale?
It seems like you can do it with anything.
My God. Seal the halo.
I've watched it twice in the last week.
Would you become an avatar?
The first one. Yes, 100%.
What's it called? I can't remember what they're called.
What do you mean?
What are the blue people called?
Oh, the Na'vi.
Na'vi, yeah. Would you become a Na'vi? Would you do a Jake Sully?
I think it's a really nice life, you know?
You'd give up being you and go to the Na'vi. Right,
that is my favourite genre of film, where the guy shows up to, like, you know, a foreign area. And then he's going there to fight the locals. And then he ends up getting captured by the locals way or another. And then he joins them. And then he gets himself a local foreign, local Ooh, tribal girl,
sweet,
whatever.
Sweet tin. Oh.
And then he goes and fights the people that he was originally with, which is usually the white man.
And that was Thandi Newton, isn't it? Thandi Newton.
Tandy.
In blue like that.
Was it that? No, I thought it was...
I'm sure it wasn't it?
No, what's her name? It was Gamora from...
That's Guardians. Thandi Newton.
That's not Thandi Newton, no.
Is it not?
No, what's her name?
Something
a bit Spanishy.
Is it?
It's so annoying. Like, I know.
Why do you do this to me? Why?
Whenever I watch these back, I can always recall it straight away. What's her name? Gamora.
Well, no, why don't you just type in Avatar?
Zoe Saldana.
Zoe Saldana. Yeah. Who's Thandi Newton?
Mandy Newton is a woman that looks a lot like her.
Oh, racist.
I knew you were going to say something like that. But, I mean, you see a side to side to them.
Oh, okay.
Tandy Newton.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait. We're going to go watch it, and we are going to talk about this in the next episode.
Do you know what we should do? We should do like three quarters of the episode, and then for the last quarter, we'll come back the next morning after we've watched it. Straight off the cinema.
Yeah, that'd be jokes.
That'd be good. I think we should do that, bro.
Yeah,
that'd be really good.
All right, guys. We hope you've had a great Christmas. You ate a lot. You drank responsibly. Mm-hmm. And you spent it with some loved ones, and if you didn't, as long as you're happy and safe, you had a nice Christmas. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Peace and love, people. We'll see you soon.
See you in the new year.
Peace.
Peace.